Nice. July 1st, 2019, regular Othello City Council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council as we make our decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. And I notice that all council members are present tonight. So we'll move to item 1.5, which is the citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the city council with regard to any issue? Yes, John, would you please come to the microphone? You have, you state your name and address for the record, and then you have up to 5 minutes.
Thank you. Yes. John Erickson, 1175 Cypress Street. I'm coming forward today to address the ADUs that were passed in a tie-breaking situation. And I'm not a lawyer, but I did some research in hopes to find some information on it. And RCW 35A.12.100 stated that in this RCW, I would ask that the city's legal team look into it and see if it applies to our city and our city status. That the mayor can be the tie-breaking vote for anything other than the passage of any ordinance, grant, or revocation of franchise license, or any other resolution of payment of money. So I would ask that the city look into that. And having said that, I would plea my case to the council, for those of you that voted for it, to reconsider and look into alternative, manageable, and enforceable ways to increase the housing affordably, to bring the ratepayers and potential tax revenue to the city, and weigh it against builder and developer incentives to come in and put multifamily dwellings into the city for our use and make them affordable. Some of these things I'm sure you guys have already talked about, but I think these ADUs, we can't manage them now. We won't be able to manage them later. We won't be able to enforce anything that goes on with it. And I think if special interests or personal uses for these ADUs are a reason for voting, I think we need to reconsider. We need to take a step back and look what's best for the city of Othello, keeping it beautiful and keeping it the city that we all love and serve. That'll work. Thank you guys for your time.
Before you go, what was your RCW again? 35.82?
35A.12.100.
Okay. All right. We'll check into that. Is there any comments to John's remark? All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the city council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to item 2, which is approval of our agenda tonight. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion tonight to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's go to our current business. 4.1 is the Central Basin Investigative Team Interlocal Agreement. And we have Police Chief Phil Shank with us tonight.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And I'd like to apologize. This probably should have came to you last year. Doing some housekeeping, we found that our copy was not signed. We've been working as if it was. And so this is housekeeping for us. What the CBIT interlocal agreement accomplishes is it allows us to have an independent investigator come in for significant events where we don't want to investigate those solely ourselves. Additionally, if it's a major crime, it allows, you know, the shared resources of all of Adams and Grant County to actually come and investigate. Those agencies pay for their own folks, and liability-wise, are liable for their own folks. So as we send our officer to Moses Lake, we're responsible for his actions, and we pay him. And in kind, they would do the same for us. Legal has reviewed this and approved it, and I'd ask that council approve it.
Council, do you have questions? All right, and entertain.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Chief. Item 4.2 is Lyons Park Design Survey. Amy, our Park and Rec Coordinator, has four agenda items tonight, and she was prepared last week to present those, but we didn't have quorum. And so she's on leave. She's on sick leave, so your mayor gets to present those tonight. So let's start with item 4.2, Lyons Park Design Survey. And this is a survey for of Lyons Park that'll be performed by AHBL Services. Earlier we had approved a consulting contract with AHBL to perform survey services for the City of Othello, and that is required to for our master park plan, for Bob Droll to complete our master park plan, which is part of this $347,000 grant we received from the Youth Athletic Field Complex grant fund. So do you guys have any questions about that? No? All right, then staff has reviewed the proposed authorization for services and recommends its approval. So I'd entertain a motion to approve that. Part of that, before I entertain that motion, what they're gonna do is they're gonna survey the curb, the gutter, the sidewalk, the shelters, the trees, the buildings, the restrooms, the elevations, where all the utilities are that are buried and otherwise. So this is required for our master park plan. So that design survey is going to be done by HBL, and I will entertain a motion now to approve that contract.
I'll make the motion to approve the contract.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our next item on the agenda is a facility use agreement with the Relay for Life American Cancer Society, the local group. They, in the past, have had overnight events at the school district, and last year they found that they're fine doing a one-day event at Pioneer Park. They loved it there, and they want to do it again at Pioneer Park. So before you have a facility use agreement from the American Cancer Society local Relay for Life group, and I would entertain a motion to authorize them to use this agreement or use this facility at Pioneer Park.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item on the agenda is the All Cities Classic Car Show. That's an annual event that is going to take place July 19th and 20th. They intend to do the spud run or parade of cars Friday night, July 19th, on Main Street between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And in the years past, the club's requesting close off Main Street from 4th Avenue to 7th Avenue. And the cars permitted in the slow drags will only be those of the participants registered for the car show on Saturday. And the Saturday event will take place in Kiwanis Park. So the staff is recommending the City Council approve the mayor to sign a resolution authorizing the use of Main Street and Kiwanis Park for the All Cities Classic Car Club.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And the last facility use agreement is the Farmers Market at Pioneer Park. The Chamber of Commerce continues to use the Pioneer Park for a portion of Pioneer Park for their Farmers Market. This year, they're scheduled starting July 18th and running through the 31st of October. And they will hold their Farmers Market Thursdays from 2 to 8 p.m. So we have a facility use agreement before the council authorizing the Chamber of Commerce to hold their event every Thursday from 2 to 8 p.m. And I would entertain a motion to grant them that the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I have a question. Is that 208 per Thursday, or is that from the season?
Season.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We had a motion made by Mark and seconded by Angel. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next item on our agenda is IT purchases, and we have our IT director tonight with us, Abner Garza. And Abner is going to go over some upgrades that we need to make at the city. Go ahead.
Hello, Council. I come before you to ask for some budgetary changes. The first one being an emergency purchase for UPS. Our current UPS that controls or powers our whole server room is currently not working. So every time our power goes out, all of our equipment goes down. That includes radios, servers, switches, everything. And it's pretty dangerous for us to be in this scenario. So that's the first item on the list there for $28,100. And we're also going to take advantage of the electrical wiring and redo where the UPS currently sits and put it in the electrical room. With the UPS this big, it's recommended to put it in near the electrical room. For the second one is Microsoft licensing. We're currently using business premium licensing, and we have no upgrade path for Windows Enterprise. So currently we are doing on a case-by-case basis upgrade, which costs a lot of money and is very cumbersome to upgrade that way. The reason we're moving to Microsoft licensing as well, because we're moving to a government plan instead of a business premium plan, which is CJIS compliant for police, and it also is compliant for e-discovery and in-place search holds and exports. Our current license expires July 15th. I've been trying to get this to you guys as quick as possible. The migration is going to take about $12,000. That's a one-time fee. And the upgrade is actually going to be only $7,900, but the total is $14,800. So currently we pay $7,900, and then it's going to be an upgrade of $7,000 actually. And the third one on the list is Public Works number two is what I call it, but it's 81 East Pine. We want to house some staff in there, and in order to do that, we need to get internet in there. So it requires to get UPS routing, switching, and wireless up in there. So that's going to be $8,000. And the last one on the list is the water server. The current water server that runs all of our pumps in town is out of date. The server is out of date. In order to upgrade the server, have new Windows Server 2016, you must upgrade the server software as well. So they quoted me a price of $17,600. That's including a backup solution as well for that, in case it dies. So the next part of that is where this money should come from, and the budget for it. And then, so you see a total of $72,690. And then right under that, we have a couple of upgrades that you guys approved for this year's budget, which we haven't done, which is the network and switching infrastructure for City Hall and the camera system. And those costs are there, $18,000 and $30,000. So the total budget impact, if you guys want to delay the delay the network switch and the camera system, would be $24,690. I know $72,000 was a big chunk, so I thought, you know, if we can repurpose these funds, we can do these and push these off till 2020. Any questions?
Counsel? I've had a number of conversations with Abner, and basically, you know, when Abner, we've transitioned now from Stan to Rego and now to Abner. And one of the things that Abner has done is he's done a good job of informing me and the council of the different changes and upgrades that the city needs with regard to its IT. And I'm just using that term broadly, but that includes all the networking, the backups, the computer systems, the software, and all the things that he's responsible for. And he came to me here asking me about these items, and I told him that the $72,000 is probably not something that we could handle. And I asked him if he couldn't delay some of the work that he had scheduled for this year and put it into next year's budget. And so that's where we came back with this budget impact of just under $25,000. And I guess now at this time, council, do you guys have questions about some of these upgrades or about this action?
I don't have any questions about the upgrades or the actions. I obviously there are things that need to be done, and what can you do? But the $25,000, is that going to be split between budgets, or how is the rest of that going to be handled?
All of these items are items that would be split between different funds, except for the last item, the water server software.
That would come out for water.
We've been going back and forth on this for the last couple of weeks. And as I'm looking at the budget is, you know, it's an ever-living document. Revenues and expenses are always kind of changing. We do have some revenues that are coming in higher than expected that would allow for this. So if we included these items in the budget, it would have been so.
The fact is, we don't really have a choice on it. We have to be done, right?
That's my opinion, yes.
Is the camera system upgrade okay to be delayed until 2020? What's the condition of that?
The camera system is probably about, I'd say, 8 to 9 years old. Most of the cameras are not functioning, so it's currently not being used. That's why we wanted to upgrade it. Delaying it another year, I mean, it's a security system, so you never know what could happen or what good it could do, you know what I mean? More importantly, I think, is the network and switching infrastructure for City Hall. That's an important one, but all of these take priority over that one. So it's just about prioritizing what we have to do.
So unfortunately, they just got bumped down the list.
I just think that we don't throw them off the list for this year. If we have the opportunity to be able to proceed with at least one of them, the switch upgrade or something, I think we should continue with that.
Well, as we get a little closer to budget season, we should know a little bit more about where our budgets are coming in at. Maybe if we do have that $18,000, go ahead and get that switch done this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve these IT purchases to fulfill the needs of the city.
I'll second it.
All right. We have a motion made and second to approve these purchases. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Abner.
Thank you, Council.
So now we'll move to item 4.7, which is an ordinance amending OMC 12.16.280, and we have our Community Development Director, Ann Henning, who's ready to tell us about that ordinance change.
So this is an ordinance that Sean O'Brien and I have been working on together, so I guess it's fair that I get to present while he's not here. So in 12.16.280, currently when a developer connects to water, there's two different ways that they can go. They can put it in themselves, or they can ask the city to put it in. And looking at what it costs when the city does it, Public Works ran some numbers, and it's somewhere on the order of $10,000 if the city puts in the one-inch meter, where the charge in the ordinance right now is $1,200. So obviously the city is losing money every time someone chooses to have the city do that work. So the proposal is just to eliminate that site facilities charge. Then the developer would always be responsible for the cost. So that's a pretty simple fix. Would have to be done to city standards, license bonded, contractor, all that. But this is a way to save the city a lot of money that currently has been, sometimes has been lost.
So are we planning to have a set cost for the installation? Not necessarily the material, but the installation of, say, a 1 inch. Right now it's $1,200, and $1,200 for the meter, so with $2,400, you get the whole thing installed, which is, you know, I'm building a house here on Spruce and Third, and when that number came to me at $2,400, I thought it was ridiculously low. So I said, hey, man, you can't do business that way. So I'm on the city side on that part. But also, you know, we've also installed, inch and a half on scrutiny, that it didn't get close to 10,000 either. So I think 10,000 is a lot, and 1,200 is way too cheap. So are we gonna have a set price? Are we planning to have a set price on the installation? We know what the meter is already. Do we know what route we're going?
So the general facilities charge would not be changed. Like $1,200 for a 1-inch meter of the general facilities charge, that goes for the cost of the system. That's not proposed to be changed at this time. Something that probably should be looked at, what's reasonable, but that's not the discussion right now. The discussion is, this change would remove the city, the option to ask the city to install it. Just that wouldn't be.
So that wouldn't be an option for the city then?
Right.
And why couldn't we do it if we had time to do it and set a price? Because if we can make money at it and be reasonable, why not do it?
Well, I don't think the city is allowed to make money doing things. But it also, it's somewhat unpredictable as far as what it would cost. Depends on, you know, is the water line on your side of the street, is the other side of the street. It just makes sense to not try to set a cost for that.
So the city won't sub it out. The landowner will sub it out to a contractor then.
Right.
The city has no involvement whatsoever.
Right. Well, the city will still, what?
Tap it in.
Yes.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And then then it'll be the cost of whatever that contractor is.
Building contractor.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this did go to the committee, was discussed at the committee level.
Okay. Any other questions for Ann?
I think, Angel, the only way you could do it is at cost. And if the city did it, it would be at cost. So if you want to take the option to do a contractor and get a firm bid from a contractor, that would be fine. But I don't think the city could predict on each individual connection what it would cost.
Like Ann said, you don't know where the water is at. So every.
So if we come up with a, if we come up with a fee, it could be too much.
But then, you know, the way I'm seeing it too is that if, because there are several lots in town that need to get tapped into the street. And if it's going to be 12, 15, 20 grand to get it done, you know, with a contractor, then that's never going to get built. And that's property that can be taxed. It's a profit for the city, you know, in the future. So if the city can come in and put it in at whatever the cost the city's doing it at.
But why would the city's cost be less than the contractor's cost?
Probably more.
Because the contractor wants to make money.
Yeah. Well, see, if you go, even if you did 150 bucks an hour for two pieces of machinery out there, on 20 hours, $3,000. So where are you going to spend $7,000? So what I'm trying to say here, if we can make it affordable for the landowner, if the city has time to do it, and then that's, you know, because there's been a couple homes that don't do it because it's way too much and they can't afford it. So if we can make it affordable and have them jump in, well, that's a $3,000 or $4,000 tax. You know, you get the permit fee of $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, and then you get the first year's tax. That's 10 grand that the city's making already. We don't get the 100% of the taxes, you know, but I mean, we want to make it to where it's doable for the people that are building.
Well, I believe one of the other issues is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, but when they have to pull people off to go do these things, to do the waterline meter installation, service installation, it pulls so many people off of the crew up to do that they're not able to get a lot of the other stuff that needs to be done within the city.
Well, the good thing about it is, on the other hand, there's sometimes that there's, you know, there's things that need to be you need for the workers to do. In this scenario, over here on Spruce and Third, that's what we're going to do. He's found a slot throughout the year that he can get it done. So that works for the city and works for the builder. So it's not necessarily that you're pulling. Terry, I shouldn't say that because I'm not the director. But there's times throughout the year that you can afford to pull guys out, right?
Yeah, wintertime we slow up.
See, like wintertime, we need stuff to do. So that'll work perfect for getting the guys busy. So depending. What's that?
Oh, it was a ground bank froze.
Mm-hmm. So we had a water sewer committee meeting, and I don't think you were able to attend when this was discussed. So would you want to table this after having another meeting so that you could participate in the committee meeting to find out more information about this? Or do you want to vote on this? Because what she's asking to do right now,
yeah, today, I know what she's asking to do,
is to take it out.
Have a contract to do it, 100%.
Yeah.
If you wait till winter, also, like he's saying, you got ground frozen. If you got to cut across the street, you're not going to have any asphalt till the next year, so you're going to have an open spot.
You got a lot of snow.
So.
I mean, the only other alternative I see in regard to this is for the city to do it at their cost. That's the only other alternative. We cannot set a value of $1,200.
No.
Because we're getting eaten alive by it. No. And it's got to be at either a contractor, you have the right to go get a contractor and do it on your own, or if you choose to have the city do it, it's going to be at their cost.
Well, with that said, I'd rather leave it open like that, you know, like that if the city needs something to do. You know, Terry can say, we can get it done, or say, no, we can't get it done, find a contractor.
Well, probably if it's going to be at our cost, if we're going to leave it in there to where it could be at our cost, it'd probably be just like the 1.5 inch where it's going to be at our cost plus 15% for administration.
And also, I think there might need to be something to talk about the scheduling, because most of the development happens in the summertime, and if it says the city will do it, then the expectation is the city would do it soon.
What do you think, Terry?
Well, there's one thing I want to say is I don't think the city wants to compete with the contractor in town, though.
we prefer to give the money to the contractor of town, because sometimes the contractor's going to be less than us, because they can work on it a lot longer than we can. And we pull from, I'll pull four or five guys to get this one service done, and we took this cost off, the actual cost. So a contractor could have came in, digging for you, he came in and he can do it for about $70,000. We were over $10,000 on ours. Just coming clear across the street.
And then we're making money as a city then.
We just don't want to.
That's why I asked you, so if that's what you guys feel, we'll just pass it tonight.
What do you want to do, council?
I want to vote on it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's make a motion then.
I'll make a motion to adopt the ordinance amending OMC section 12.16.280.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item 4.8 and 4.9 are executive sessions. The first one regarding personnel, the second one regarding potential litigation. I anticipate each of those will take up 20 minutes. So with that, I would ask that the staff prepare, I'll call that executive session at 7.03 p.m. And I would ask the staff to prepare the council chambers for executive session. And I don't anticipate any public action being taken, just so you know, Rachel. And with that, let's prepare the chambers.
It's on.
Okay, after another extension, we're back on board here at 8.04 p.m. And with that, we'll move to item 5, which is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business tonight that council wants me to look into?
I'd like to see you paint the building you purchased, scrape it and paint it brown, just like the one across the street. Maybe put a sign up that says this is Public Works. The grounds look beautiful.
Perks and Rec.
Really, they did a great job fixing that old brick building.
Okay.
Is it Public Works or Parks and Rec?
I've got two things. I don't know if maybe Terry might know this. On Columbia Street, is the city responsible for the signage, or is that the state? On Columbia Street, right there by the CFN and Steve's Body Shop, are we responsible for the signage, or is the state?
Which signs?
Well, up on First Street, there's a one-way only sign, but it's way out here. It needs to be moved back up by the curb so people actually see it. I mean, I travel that a lot, and there's still people coming there. And then on Broadway, in front of those old storages there, there used to be a solid white line. And right now it looks like it's a dashed white line, so it's a lane. And so people are
using it like a lane.
And so the trucks are turning there. It almost looked like there was a...
It's gonna go back to a dashed line. There was an accident there. It was a dashed line before. The state came in and made it a solid fog line, making it look like a parking lane. And I had the chief and assistant chief out there, and they want to take it back to a dashed line. So it's currently been changed to a dashed line, so it's consistent with the double lane it turns into.
But the reason they put that line there is because the trucks can't turn from that lane. They have to turn from this lane. So they're turning from the fast lane that way.
But according to the chief, that's the trucker's responsibility. If he has to swing out, he has to check that side before he swings out. I brought that up to him on the spot. And he said that it's their responsibility to make that corner. So they have to check. If they're in the outside lane or the inside lane, they have to check the right lane.
I thought they had marked it out too, because they used that
lane
for loading and unloading of that shed.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, so you get a truck that's going slow and he's got his blinker on, he swings out like that and he starts turning. Well, this car still comes. And
but that thing where you go.
Oh, heck, yeah. I was going to say, I sit at the light out here in the turn and I've had people in the actual lanes come across me.
Coming out.
But if you have one way, you should have more than enough turn without white.
Not
if you're up against the curb.
Okay, I'll check on the one-way sign, and the other one, it sounds like we're working on it. Was there anything else? Because you said two. Okay.
That was two.
Wait a minute, one more. Is the red barn turning into a used car lot, or what?
Over here?
Yeah.
Behind
me. I was going to...
There's like six cars out there.
Yeah.
Are they utilizing that? Because there's trucks parked right in the bays.
They actually, I asked Ann last week, and she, or 2 weeks ago, and she said they got their occupancy permit.
How did they get their occupancy permit if they...
Everything except for the actual espresso stand.
Yeah.
That's
a condition of that, though.
But if that was a condition of them getting the occupancy thing, is that they had to have a something drive-through.
They already changed the landscaping five times.
Well, they don't have any swells.
Yeah, they changed the landscaping swells. Five times.
Those are completely
They overwater or don't water at all for 2 weeks, or do it on for a week and a half.
They got a used car lot sitting there now.
And I put big old blocks behind the bank so they can't pull those trucks through there.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, the swell is what gets me.
The bioswells?
No, but yeah, but
or the lack thereof.
The coffee stand or business, the other business in there was a stipulation to their occupancy. So where's the business? Because I drove by it the other day, it looked like it was empty as heck.
I talked to Ann last week, and she said that they were talking to her about that, about the coffee stand, and it was supposed to.
About, it's supposed to be there. Before they get their occupancy.
Okay, I don't know. I can't verify that one. I'll check on that. But they were talking about putting in coffee stand with Ann last week. So
I asked them, because they went on full city services now, they're getting garbage service over there.
Okay.
And she's gonna have occupancy permit from garbage services, and she told me that they had occupancy permit, that's why they really want city services.
Okay, but I don't, what her question was is that didn't you have to have an actual business running out of there before you got the occupancy permit? And I can't verify that because I don't know, but I'll find out.
That's what the council was told when they allowed them to put that thing up, because we were all like, what the heck?
You know Larry's kicking his
because you're not supposed to have, yeah, I know. You're not supposed to have, what, a warehouse or storage like that? It's against the ordinance, and the only way they could have it is if they had the coffee stand, and they had to have the coffee stand,
retail.
Because it's okay. Not supposed to be in that zone.
Okay, I'll check on that.
Larry would be hot under the collar, to say the least, if he was here.
That's all I got.
Okay, one thing Eugene brought up was the Chevy Impala.
Yeah, they
got that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, I drove even go by to make sure. Okay. Any other unfinished business? Is there any new business?
New business? Let me bring this up. I don't know how this is going to work, but is there any incentives that the city gives out for people that want to build like apartments or duplexes? You know, John Erickson brought up a good, he brought up a good topic to kind of start talking about the EDUs and needing more housing, as far as apartments. Well, it worries me now. When he said that, I was coming from Quincy and I was coming up Sabbath, and as I turned on Olympia, I don't know, Terry, if you've been back there, but I thought I seen somebody put up a shed of pallets or something. I don't know. I mean, there was like 10 cars there. I don't know if there's four or five families living there.
Where's this?
Just right there, the second house. I think it's 715 or 735 Olympia. there's four or five cars parked around the house.
It's not the, that's not the guy from Pick and Pop?
No, 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 that's 11, that's where we're at, 11, he's 11, he's 1135.
And you're...
It's, yeah, you might wanna check that out, because I just seen that go up. And I've been seeing a lot of cars there lately, so that EDU starts kind of, I'm kind of starting to worry about it, because if we're gonna allow it, and now developments like this, it's gonna start flourishing with, you know, houses that are not leaked, you know?
Well, part of it, okay, part of that was just a political stunt, just to make himself known, because he's in an election coming up. We went through this for 2 hours, guys, and basically, if you're going to build an ADU, you've got to meet everything to city standard. It's got to have a separate hookup. It's going to be, the people, he was talking about, like, we're going to allow people to convert the sheds again.
No.
We're not going to allow people to do that. No. They have to meet it.
I was going
to
say, do you really want to start this subject?
No, I don't.
Well, but I'm just saying. We had to have the ordinance in order to
Let's leave all that out, okay? Let's go back to with the city. You don't like Catholic charities coming in, right?
No,
because they don't pay
the
taxes.
No, I did not say that.
There's no tax base there.
Well, no, there's no tax base there.
There is.
When we're
talking about apartment complexes, there's a tax base there.
It equals out to the tax base.
Well, you're talking about low-income housing, and I'm talking, okay,
apartments.
If you want to build an apartment complex, a big one like they did in Moses Lake, you know, the huge ones.
Yeah.
Those are
those new ones
tax
coming
tax
down
places.
The. Yeah, those ones coming down the hill there on the left now.
And the owner pays that from what he makes off of the.
So my question is again. Is the city willing to have some incentives for people that...
For developers to come in to put in big apartment complexes.
Spencer can answer that better than anybody, Spencer.
Just a question.
I'm not aware of any incentives.
You can't gift public funds. You can make your codes, your ordinances, you can make it attractive. But Roger, you can't say, all right, we're gonna pay or we're going to do anything giving people a financial incentive to come in.
Well, you
can to a certain extent, but you're going to have to jump through the hoops. I mean, we always have the no public gifts, no gifts of public funds to assist a private enterprise. That's under the Constitution. That's been really cut back, and so if there's any measurable consideration at all, maybe you can do it, but there are statutes you're gonna have to comply with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanna create an incentive program, that's what I think you're really talking about, Angel.
Yeah.
I mean, that can be done, but there are hoops to be jumped through.
So maybe we need to do some research on that.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
I'll get with you and do that if you want, Angel. We can look and see what's available.
We can check and see, you know, are they doing anything? Totally.
You know, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
You know, you'd rather, why not grow it in the right way? And I know what Roger says, you know, everything's got to be legal. I was just asking you.
Yeah. Is there any other new business? Okay, we'll move to item 7. 7.1 is department head reports. We'll receive those. And 7.2 is the Planning Commission minutes. Having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:16 p.m.